the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late. Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Now. Let's start the show.
Why don't we? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, April 9th at Danger Studios. I'm joined here by Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Doug, you just reminded me I have to do my taxes.
That's right. It's coming up. April 16th, I guess, is the date this year because it's a Friday or something.
Good
I don't know.
God.
Taxes.
I'm already done. I'm all good.
Really?
I had a bit of a refund, which I applied to next year's payment.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to figure out how my Bitcoin works.
You better get rid of that shit, dude.
Yeah,
it's not looking good.
You should not claim that.
You
have to, but you can't.
You got it. Well, you lost, right? You sell it?
I made money, but I got to figure out how to work that out.
Well, you got to report it.
I know, but it's confusing.
Well, did you sell it under 13 months? From the time you bought it?
That's a
long-term, short-term capital gain, buddy. The biggest hit you're going to get hit with.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever your income. Your income high?
No.
Well, okay.
I'm a comedian.
Then whatever. Yeah. All right. Well, then you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about losing 5 cents and a dollar.
Yeah.
It's almost tax season here. It's April. I'm done, man. I get all that shit done. I have a corporation. I get all that stuff done. And Tada Productions and Advisory is my company.
Tada.
Tada, the always dangerous Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Some people say, hey, Tada is only spelled with one D. I'm like, not
okay.
When you do it my way.
There you go.
It's Tada.
It's
Tada.
Okay.
Tada. I don't know. Whatever. You get the point.
It's a Tada.
Anyway, if you haven't gotten your taxes done already, people, you know, you wait last minute. I'm not a last minute person. I'm a let's get this shit done now.
I'm going to file
for
Peter
extension. Kramer? Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done that before, but why not? Yeah.
I had to do extension because it was the, I do a corporate return, so you got to get it done by the end of March.
Mm.
It's a different date on a corporate.
I just figured I'd bring the show to a screeching halt by talking about taxes.
Thanks,
yeah, let's slow everything down.
I didn't mind. I let it go. I didn't mind. I figured why not? I mean, Ciro's sitting there with a lucky green shirt on. Hey, we have a mutual friend, right? One of my clients, good friends, is you're his bartender at the bowling alley.
Uh-oh.
The 19th hole?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who's your client?
Roland.
Okay. Very nice.
Right, Anne-Marie.
They're very nice people.
Yeah.
That is quite
They're bowlers.
That's
we
quite
bowl
a location
on
over
Thursdays.
There. It's an interesting vibe you got over there, Ciro.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a lot of cool people come through there.
Yeah.
Ciro is a bartender at a bowling alley. At the bar at the bowling alley.
You got to check out Cinco de Mayo Comedy Contest.
That's right.
The 19th hole.
That's right.
It's coming up in the beginning of May, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
The 5th of the May.
And by the way, Off the Hook Comedy Club is having a open mic comedy, to be the South Florida Comic of the Year kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if they said they're pre-selected. I don't know if they're already selected.
Okay.
But every Wednesday at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, they're going to have 10 comics compete. And then the winner advances to the finals.
Can I sign up for that still?
Why not? I don't know if they've already pre-chosen.
You look predetermined.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, pre-authorized. I don't know if
you've been pre-approved.
I don't know if you need a TSA pre-check.
Right.
To get in. But yeah, why not?
I'm pre-coming over here just thinking about it, Doug.
By the way, May 16th, I'm going to be hosting and closing the show on that venue. So comics, go contact... Captain Brian,
okay,
over at the Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. Reach out to them and don't tell them you heard it from us. And like all these people, why do you fucking have these people calling? Already got these. I don't know. Maybe they have the comic. Maybe they don't. But if you're a comic who's trying to get time and trying to better yourself,
there you go.
You would figure you'd make a call.
shooting right? a breeze.
You figure you at least take an effort. How, you know, I called and they said it was ready. Oh, fuck, what'd I do? Waste 30 seconds of your life? Come on. Get with it.
Way to network, buddy.
Yeah. You know, it's like I feel bad. I took a gig. I was at the gym this morning, believe it or not, and I reached out to Comedy Zone, and I said, I'm thinking in my head, where's that? Charleston.
Yeah, Charleston.
I saw my buddy was in Charleston. I said, hey, you got anything open in Charleston? I think it's South Carolina.
I love Charleston, South Carolina. I got, great city.
I got stuff. I can drive there. It's not, you know, it's only 10 hours, 8 hours.
I've probably done 4 or 5 shows there in the last couple of years.
It's amazing, a great place. And then, of course, Comedy Zone's great. Yeah, we'll give you June 22nd and 23rd. I'm like, fantastic.
Perfect. Sounds good.
But then I realize it's Charleston, West Virginia.
Perfect. Yeah, that's not the same.
It's not the same. And you know what? I said, okay. But then I realized I'm going to be in Cuyahoga Falls the week before in Ohio, co-headlining with Chris Priester at Funny Stop.
Okay.
So that's only like a 3-hour drive from that place. So I figured the only way this is going to work is if I rent a car and stay here and get a hotel for 2 or 3 days. I'm not going to fly home and then fly back for a weekend.
Just hang out in the Rust Belt for a few days.
Yeah, figure stuff to do. Right. But then the rental, by the time you rent a car and get a hotel, basically all the money you make on the weekend doing that gig is gone.
Yeah.
Not to mention the food. Oh, the food.
I hope you like casserole.
Yeah, there's a lot
really
of casserole there.
Get to know the ins and outs of the coal industry if you're going to West Virginia.
That's true, too. Yeah.
You know, you could do a little stop on the coal train right there.
You know, you work a couple days in a coal mine, you know?
Yeah.
Just earn your keep.
Me and I see Trump over there. We're going to save coal.
Yeah, well.
Clean coal.
Yeah. Coal's not coming back, by the way.
Ooh. No, solar, wind, and so many other things are, and natural gas, I would guess, is going to be the next.
There you go.
Conversions of turning vehicles into natural gas. Not bad. Hey, listen, I'm sore as fuck, okay? I played in my college alumni soccer game this weekend. Now, kudos to me. I'm the only person who graduated in the class of 89.
Okay.
Who was on that field.
Right. Ever?
Well, in this one. And, you know, I was the only guy. Everybody else was graduates of 2008, 10, 15, you know what
right.
I mean?
You were the old man on campus.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you know what the worst part, the most humiliating thing was, first of all, I played in goal for a little bit. We played with small goals, 5-on-5. They made like 5 teams, 6 teams. Uh-huh. And we had like a little tournament style thing, which is pretty cool. Now, so I get in the goal for a little bit, and I'm sweating my ass off in the warm-up alone. I mean, just the jog from one side of the field to the other to just get my legs a little warmed up, I thought I was done. I said, that's the most running I've done since, you know, I had to go to the bathroom. And
1989.
Yeah.
Right.
So... And so, all right. This is I'm making it. I'm doing it right. You know, I'm doing. I got my knees. I got the copper. You know, I got the Brett Favre copper knee braces on. You know, it wasn't as overwhelmingly helpful to me as it was to him in those commercials. But I'm no Brett Favre.
You weren't taking a 5-step drop.
No, and I wasn't hitting, you know, fucking rice on the slant. So so the most embarrassing thing was they shoot the ball. It's a ball's coming at me. It's coming quick. It's not like a little grounder, but it's coming at me, and I'm gonna get it. And it hits me in the belly.
Okay.
You know, it hits me in this. I'm wearing one of these like no sweat.
That's good luck.
These athletic shirts. You know, the ones that slip.
So you stopped it.
Well, I kind of did. It kind of slid down my belly through my arms and then through my legs and in the goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the worst of every world.
Who picked Doug? Who picked this guy?
Right.
He was talking all kinds of shit about being a goalie his whole life.
He was an MVP back in 88.
Yeah, you're wider now than you were in 88. Well, you're better at it.
I figured it a small goal. Right. I got the other dimensions.
You know what? That might have made you nervous because you were prepared for more.
Yeah, it came right at me. In other words, it was too easy. I had too much time to think.
See, that's the problem, Doug. You're right in the middle. You should have just been eating even more. You could have filled up all the space.
I know. Yeah. I should have gotten bigger.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then I'm feeling like, okay, right away I'm thinking to myself, why did I fucking come out here? You know, I could have just kept, like, my buddy Robert, who was on our team, the Swede, we called him Galaxy because he thinks the world of himself. Galaxy, I got the bad knees. So he stayed and watched part of it, and then, you know, he left. But I after that happened, I thought, ugh. Fucking everybody's laughing at, and then we
you're like, I don't need this.
Right.
What am I sitting here? I'm doing the Comedy Barn with Chris Priester in 3 weeks. I don't.
I could go to an open mic at the Funky Buddha and get fucking. Which, by the way, I crushed last time I was there. I was pretty happy with that.
Uh-oh.
Anytime you crush at the Buddha, it's a good thing.
Leaves a good impression.
Yeah. So, which, by the way, May 12th, you guys are on the. You saw the lineup, right?
Yeah.
All together. You guys, May 12th, the Funky Buddha in Boca, two shows, early 8 and 9:30, whatever it is, 8 and 10.
Nice.
We'll be on the shows at the Funky Buddha in Boca.
Wake Up Late with Dougie on live.
Right.
Wake Up Late with Dougie live.
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah.
So we, as I was saying, so I'm thinking, why did I come here, right? This is embarrassing. So then we had dark blue shirts, my team. Most of the alumni got these shirts that said at Nova Southeast, but they're dark blue. And the regular, the current players had like a light blue, their like practice jerseys on. And it's this other group of players, they're all playing the same team. They're all wearing their own little black. They had their own black. So when we played those guys, guess what? We needed those bibbies. Like those colored vests to differentiate, you know, like
it was so close.
Yeah, there was like
dark blue and
black. So I had to wear this hot pink, you know, this
pink number.
You know, they call them like little tees, whatever you put them over. You know, and now listen,
cheerleading outfit. I got you.
It looked like it on me because it was it's supposed to fit an athlete who's going to college.
Tights.
Right, right.
You know, they're like, I go, dude, what size is this? Fuck, you know what I mean? So when I put it on, it looked like a sports bra.
Right,
it
perfect.
It didn't fill all the way down my shirt. And I'm running around, you know, and I got my belly halfway covered with this pink thing on my dark fucking shirt.
When you missed the thing, did you have the pink thing on?
No, thank God.
More people would
have seen it.
It would have been on YouTube viral.
I know. I'm telling you. So then
I'm picturing you in a ballerina outfit right now, by the way.
Well, I felt like
a tutu.
That's what's in my head. I don't know. Well, it could have been.
I might as well have been in
Richard Simmons shorts out
there. Right. Just missing goals.
Yeah. Looking like a complete buffoon. So
is that the standard required uniform?
Yeah. Right.
Tights.
But God bless it. And everybody had great. The alumni over there are great because even after the game and some of the women, the girlfriends or the wives of some of the players are like, oh, you looked great. You know.
Right.
Thanks. You know, nice. Let's encourage the big fat fucking alumni who made it out today. So, but here's the thing. So I'm not going to make a big fool of myself. So we made it to the semifinals of the little tourney.
Okay.
We put together, and I'm in the goal at this time, and the guy nails it, and I did the old Wonder Woman, like the ball was going in the upper corner. I kind of went to the side, I punched it, and went like 50,000 feet in the air. I may be exaggerating. But the speed of the thing, and everybody went, holy shit, he still has reflexes.
There you go.
And I saved the day.
Wow.
From looking like a complete schmuck.
And did the team win?
That's not it. So then the second half starts, and we're tied 1-1, and the guy gets a breakaway on me, right? And he kind of gets around me, because the guy's really good. He gets around me, and I turn around, he kicks it, and I'm hauling ass running to the goal, and I slide and kick the ball from going in.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm really... Now Dougie's overstepping. Now he didn't make up for himself from letting the ball go between his legs, which is called a nutmeg in soccer.
Uh-huh.
You get nutmegged off my own belly. Not only that, now I made a big save, and now I made a sliding save.
Yeah, now you're feeling like MVP.
Now, exactly.
Yeah.
How can they give the trophy to anybody else?
Right, right.
You know, so, and then it felt good. And then I made another kind of, like, the guy took a hard shot. I saved it and kept it from going in with my foot, and it was like, all right, now I'm not that big of a loser.
Yeah, you made up for it. You proved that the earth was round with hitting that ball 50,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. knocked that guy out of the sky who went up in his own rocket. Now here's the other thing that was interesting, because after, you know, the coach says, you know, why don't you come to the training, you know, come to the facility, and we'll take a shower, because we all went to Twin Peaks after for some beers and hanging out and some networking, socializing and stuff. Now, I haven't showered with men in a long time, fellas. You know what I mean? So I came up.
Well, that's your loss, Dougie.
When's the last time you showered with men and then went to Twin Peaks?
Well, never. So here I am now. I want to shower. I'm sweating my balls off because it was it's like 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I'm running around for 2 hours. See my face, how red it is? See all the sun I got? How do I look? I'm taking camera.
You look Sicilian.
I look Sicilian. So now I'm sitting there. I got the towel around me, and everybody's kind of getting naked, and, you know, everybody's just walking around because they're used to this shit. They're all that. I remember when I played soccer, we used to get in the shower. If I could walk around,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Suck each other off. You know, hand jobs, whatever. Right?
I don't know what you guys
call
did.
It. Slap ass, slap.
But you know, back then I didn't have such a big belly, so my penis hung out further.
Right,
you know, I looked
right.
normal. Now that I'm a little fatter,
yeah,
a bit fatter.
It's all
I
relative,
say,
right?
It kind of hides. You know, so I don't want to be sitting there walking in with a button. You know, everybody's slinging their dicks around.
Look at Dougie and his turtle.
Yeah.
So you're in the corner, like, whacking off, like, chubbing up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I'm
trying to pull it and stuff. I'm tying it to the doorknob and shutting it. like I'm trying to pull a tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Is that how you pull teeth?
Exactly. Mark Pacoroni was in the pool.
So you saw all the guys naked in the shower, and
the thing was,
you were the big hero, and now you're sore.
Yeah,
tell
sore
us more.
As fuck, dude.
Okay,
listen, sore as fuck. Like my back, my knees. Oh, it's just atrocious. I won't play again. Maybe till next year, the alumni game. Or I'm going to get in shape. One of the two. You guys make.
Yeah,
bets.
You either have to play every day from now until then, or
I think
not
the getting
then.
In shape thing would be beneficial.
Yeah, why not?
To
right?
a soccer game anyway.
Well, I don't know if I want to ever play soccer. Going back and playing soccer again, you know. Now, here's the thing that disturbed me a little bit. Again, we like to talk about things on the opening of the show of either fun or things that happen. But I don't know if you guys saw the video of this fucking ass face that's punching his dog on Facebook.
I saw some people sharing it, and then I was like, I'm not going to watch that right now.
I didn't want to throw up and get upset.
The guy's punching his dog. He's sitting in a seat. Looks like, I don't know, look, he's a car seat or an airplane. I don't know what the fuck.
Okay.
He's very confined. He's punching his dog, and people are laughing and encouraging it. And
what kind of dog? Because, you know, if it's a pit bull, that's one thing. But if it's like a little poodle.
Or something.
It looked to me more like a mix of it wasn't
it was probably a,
a
mutt.
It's a chihuahua?
No, it looked like an Irish dog, with a bigger, you know.
So kind of a bigger dog?
It's a big dog.
Dog that could take a punch, is what you're saying?
I don't know if the dog could take that kind of punch.
I didn't see how big the guy was.
Like it was strapped
in? He was in front of him, and like, look at a plane, or like, he kept like smacking the head and the dog. And you look at the face of the dog, like, this is heartbreaking.
Huh.
Listen, you know, enough of this nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, I could have pulled up a story today about how these goats all got fried on a ship.
Oh, my God.
Because
what?
The ships, there were so many goats or whatever it was, lambs or whatever. Fucking animals
super
were on the ship and somewhere in Asia, and they were over capacity stuffed into this thing, and there was no air, and they're literally frying. They were actually frying on the metal of the container ship.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I could have pulled that story up, but I don't want to hear about that shit.
Yeah, that's terrible. Although I will say goat curry, very good.
Oh, I love goat curry. I love curry.
Yeah.
Curry is the best. Right, red curry. If you go to an Asian massage, I can't stop. I like the red curry
you
special.
You got the red curry one. Oh my God!
By the way, that's how you get a happy ending. Ask for the red curry special.
Well, then actually you come away with a red dick, and you're like, "What happened?"
Yeah, hey, I know you use a lube.
I bet you get caught red dicked.
Speaking of that, by the way, I did get to do Fozzle's room on Saturday night. I did close the show out over the Spill the Beans comedy show.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Had a great time.
I heard it's a good room these days.
Yeah, it's packed.
Nice,
well, it's 40 seats, 40 packed in there. Nice and intimate right in front of you. They even have a couch that, you know, the people sitting right there on stage next to you. And it was a couple. One guy ended up being gay and with his friend, this woman.
So it was perfect.
Yeah. And I did my buttercream joke. And the guy, of course, he was in good shape. The guy, you know, gay guy, he's in really good shape. So he doesn't like buttercream. He doesn't eat buttercream, but he likes butt. That's the, any rate. So
okay.
But you're sure, if you're a gay guy, you don't like buttercream because that could be kind of nasty.
Right.
Right? And if you're a gay guy, which, I don't know, sometimes...
If I'm a gay guy... I was in drag this weekend.
Tell us about it.
Why was I in drag?
Now, you know, people laugh. Is it... I mean, I know this. Like, in Spain and in Europe, like, my family, and they loved going to these drag shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing with... I remember the parents, they just so entertaining to watch these guys dressed as women sing and dance. And
right.
It's just so fucking entertaining. And like the Birdcage, Robin Williams movie, right?
There
that whole thing in Miami.
Classic.
But with humor, is it just all like a big silly fuck fest?
It's really silly, man. Basically, we get all these comedians in. Like, we got all these comedians to do it in Melbourne this time. So they're up in like all the Orlando comedians,
right.
And these guys. This guy, Kyle Potter, actually won.
Right.
Because it's a little contest, too. And, you know, he dressed in drag, did his jokes, and then he did a song.
Right.
Which was hilarious, and it was basically the song was about how, like, he may be in drag, but his dick is bigger than yours.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's making fun of, like, all the guys in the audience. It was pretty good. Like, he's saying he's going to fuck your girlfriend while he's in drag and stuff like that. I don't know.
He's like the first time he wore a pink shirt. He's really, you know, he's being mad. He's really, even though he's...
He's overcompensating.
Know.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's
and
trying
then
to
they,
tell everybody.
And then we do a little improv where we ask them questions about, like, hey, like, beauty pageant questions, like... What's your advice to all the young girls out there?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then we finish and we make them bob for cucumbers out of a big bucket. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. No, it's the audience is like dying the whole time. It's just, it's so much fun. It's a great show. People always love that show.
There you go.
So. Butch and Femme Comedy.
Would you dress in drag? I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't want to bring a ukulele on stage. It's such a pain in the ass.
I don't
You know what I mean? Like, to me, you know what I mean? To have to go through all that work. Like, I watch certain comics that have a lot of props and all that kind of shit. They got... Things I got to bring and everything. I'm like, oh man, that would just make it, you know.
I was in middle school and we did the like
You had a drag show in middle school?
Well, it was Spirit Week, so we did all these different days. Yeah. You know, backwards day, cross-dress day, all these things. I won the prize for cross-dress day for the ugliest woman ever.
There you go.
To put on a one-piece dress. And I don't want to lose that title, so I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
You know what I mean? What if I'm not the ugliest?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you look better. Some people age well.
Exactly.
It's fun because it's like you don't have to be uptight. You know, you're not yourself on stage, so you're kind of doing something different.
Right.
It's just it's a good time, for sure.
All right.
I support it.
Get a bunch of straight dudes, put them in dresses, and then call them gay.
Now, you know, that's what the we thing. Do. That's, you know, and you think this there's that because if they say nowadays, especially in our generation, that a lot of men nowadays have a little more female tendencies. They have a little more. They have a little more of that. Which I say
estrogen
now flowing through their bodies through eating the wrong cupcakes or something.
Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of memorizing. That's probably, I'm with her.
That's probably
I'm
why you missed her. That goal, Dougie.
I know. I was worried about, you know, that's right. Somebody said seeing my slip. Oh, that was so fucking embarrassing. I remember when that ball went through my legs and why the fuck did I come? Like, I could have been home right now laying in bed. You know, or smoking by the pool or something. You know what I mean?
Right,
I'm going to come out and play soccer at the age of 51.
Been in my beautiful home with my beautiful wife, but no.
I'm out here playing soccer.
Like, I have nothing to gain here.
But, you know, everybody was so cool. That was the thing. Everybody, all the guys are so cool. Like, yeah, man, like, you were doing great. You know, like, nobody's like, you know, sometimes you get attitudes like, oh, fuck, you know. Everybody was a true alumni. They were like, you know, hey, we're all brothers. It was all cool and stuff. So, and they're all happy to hear about the comedy thing.
That's cool.
It's amazing when you got these young college kids like, you know, they're trying to be this and that. And you're like, oh, fuck that. You're going to wake up one day and go, why did I spend all that time going to school to do this?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know? I was trying to cheer them up.
Happened to me.
Can't wait till I wake up.
How many people think, like do that? Like, we get into a situation where we feel like, I know most of my adult life when I was as a financial advisor, that's what I thought I had to do because I had to take care of my family, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And then you wake up one day and you go, you know what? I don't really have to go through all this shit because I don't have to drive that kind of car. I don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can fucking relax, right?
You're only trying to better yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? You stop the competition at some point. You know, like, oh, this is for me.
I mean, I was a businessman. I was an executive. I was making all this money. I was working 80 hours a week and I was miserable.
Yeah.
You know? And I knew that I was like, time is running out. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, well, I just turned 30. Like, I want to do something different than this for the rest of my life.
Without a doubt.
So.
And you know what? The sooner we think it, the better. Speaking of what we're going to do, a big thing that happened here in the last 48 hours is the chemical attack in Syria.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
American president's coming back.
Now, you're a big Trumpster. You're a big Trump guy. So do you think we're gonna bomb? We're gonna retaliate because Russia's basically said it'd be a big mistake, and
they said this would be the war to end all humanity if we do it.
Yeah,
didn't he say we were getting out of there like 2 days before this happened?
Yeah, right.
He's like, we're done with Syria. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how.
It's a good impression,
but
you can't hear it on the.
He did the lift.
If you saw the video,
you get people on the podcast world. But like, I'll take your word for it.
Personally, I don't know. It's getting a little weird now.
It was interesting because Trump did mention that we're pulling our troops out of Syria. You know, because we're only there for ISIS, and we've taken care of that aspect. And now it's a Syrian problem, which I agree. What the fuck? You know, listen, I love people. Like, I feel bad for that dog I got beating the shit out of, right? But I'm not gonna. You know, aside from being upset and my soul being tarnished by the fucking evils of man, in a sense, I'm not going to sit there and get up tomorrow and change my day because of it. You know, I may be nicer to my dog. I hug my dog when I see her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I took care of my. I just say, aren't you glad you got me? I mean, I'm a horrible soccer player, but I'm a great dad as a doggy daddy.
That story hurts even more because when I came, you guys were in here, I think.
Right.
You couldn't hear the door. No one really heard it, right?
Right.
And the only one that heard it was the dog that had the stroke, right?
Right.
So she was like, rough.
She can't bark anymore.
She was barking, though, and she was trying, and I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to open the door and hug you. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, he's high again, too.
Your dog has a stroke?
Yeah, the big dog had a stroke about a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful little one.
Yeah.
Because I noticed her just, like, sort of standing there a couple times, and I didn't realize it was
that's it was so it was. Adorable when I saw her go. She looked both ways, and then she went, rough.
Yeah. She can't really like bark
and then
anymore.
She did walk a little bit to see where everybody was.
She lost her back leg, wasn't working, and then
oh my god,
I put her in the pool. I think she heard me and my wife talking about putting her down, and then that fucking back leg
started working again.
I put her in the pool, and then she started the aqua
therapy. So she's a little off, kind of.
Yeah,
because like I remember one time I got here, I came in the front door, and like she was looking at me.
But she's blind too.
And then I walked past her, and I was like, "Wow, I've never walked past a dog and had them not turn."
Yeah,
towards
me. She's blind. Yeah,
okay.
We have to find her seeing eye person now.
That's right. Well, that's you.
But yeah, she had diabetes, and now the worst part is now she's like she's off. She won't eat. Like you know, when the dogs, so she's not eating as much. Mm-hmm. So when you got to give her insulin shot when she eats. She has to have a full stomach. So sometimes she doesn't want to eat, and you're like, come on, you're putting the food, and then she won't. Yeah. So now if she doesn't get her insulin regularly, then she starts getting more wobbly and more shit. And now you know what else happens? She comes into our room at like 5 in the morning and starts pissing right next to our bed.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, I don't know whether she has a leg or not, if she's going to keep doing that. You know, I know my wife's not going to keep her that dog around. And I figured I'd make it easy, too. My wife being Asian, I'll send her back. At least it'll be acceptable when an Asian woman brings a dog back.
Right. Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Breaking all the molds, Doug. Yeah, breaking all the molds.
So you think this could be a non-action? I think it should be because, look, you know, do whatever the fuck you want. But then the liberals, they want to see us do something strong against him.
Yeah.
And they announced
for no reason.
Against Putin?
Russia and stuff. Well, they expelled all the people. They followed the lead. They get these fuckers out of here.
The Trump administration expelled all those diplomats.
Right.
Yeah.
Got rid of everybody, said, get the fuck out. We all gone. And they targeted a few oligarchs and their finances. And and the financial clamp system went out there and worked its wisdom.
These are all actions of the Trump administration.
Yes.
But then people are saying now that Trump is saying that maybe he's going to retaliate against Russia. Is that the thing?
Well, he already mentioned sanctions of it.
He said within the next 24 hours he's going to do something, maybe.
You mean with the chemical thing?
Related to that, yeah.
Yeah, he says he's going to consult his generals.
Okay, what do you think the generals are going to say?
Well, I don't know. Listen, if I was in that conversation or had privy to it or had been in several conversations with generals in the past, I might have some sort of idea what they're going to say.
Huh.
I don't know. They're going to say B-14, you sunk my battleship. I mean, here's what I still think it's all a bunch of posturing. I still think we're all there. What I do find interesting is Israel doesn't give a fuck. Israel's bombing the fuck out of
Iran
and their fucking little scouts they got out there in that part of the air in the Palestinian area. You know what I mean? It's like all that. You don't hear about that.
Are they engaging with Saudi Arabia too? I don't think so, right?
Well, Saudi Arabia has their own problems with their own fucking problems with the Yemen, right next to Yemen and everything. But listen, we all know that
Japanese currency always fucks everything up.
Okay,
it's all the Japanese. Hey, by the way, but we know that we armed the Saudis to the teeth.
Yes, we did that.
Yeah,
that's why I said that.
Got fucking bolster that shit up and make Iran go. Oh,
we did that under Reagan and also Bush, George W. Bush.
True
under
friends,
the
even
cover
though
of Bush.
People and then people complain. Oh, you kind of trust the Saudis? Some of the 9/11 bombers are Saudis. I'm like,
yeah, most of them.
Yeah,
17 out of 19.
Yeah.
What does that prove?
You're right.
It proves that Saudi Arabia tried to get some part of the Middle East look like a bad guy, so they can help them. The United States.
It's like Saudi Arabia is a state sponsor.
It's almost like going. It's almost like you want to befriend like the toughest guy in school and go, hey man, you see that guy over there? He's been talking to your girl when you're not around. What? I'll kill him. Yeah, go kill him. Meanwhile, I owe that guy $50.
No. I have no idea what to expect next. I don't. I think that we should stop bombing people, so I don't think we should bomb Syria. I don't think we should bomb Russia. I don't think we should do any of this stuff.
Okay, so do you want the army at our border chilling, making sure no one comes in here, or do you want them out there bombing?
I'd rather disband the army, but, you know. I mean, isn't capitalism good enough?
No, unfortunately, there's bad people.
Why do we need military, too?
Unfortunately, there's bad people in the world, and, you know, that's where we become. People say, why do we, you know, listen, and again, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit what happens in fucking Syria. I mean, those kids and the families, their leaders are in their place. That's the part of the fucking world I can't do nothing about. And guess what? If it comes down to it, now, does it mean that our arch enemies and nemesis are going to get materials through this? No. But it's all a fucking land grab in Africa and Middle East right now. That's all it is.
Yeah,
that's all it's been for the last couple decades.
What more do our enemies need? Clinton gave them all that they needed with the Uranium-1 scandal.
Yeah, well, we know the way of...
Not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course not, but that's okay. Yeah.
And also, in the recent news, people are talking about how They raided Trump's lawyer's place regarding the Stormy Daniels.
I saw that.
People were coming on Facebook. They were.
Yeah, and they all think it matters. And it's okay, they're going to prove what? If anything, here's the thing. There's the guy who's trying to lead for the impeachment of Trump. Now, even the Democrats are going, okay, well, this is enough already. It's not going to happen. And they're starting the one guy, that activist guy, that like a hedge fund manager, the guy, a real billionaire guy. He's always talking about it. He's a complete fucking loon. So it's not going to happen.
You don't think there's going to be impeachment?
No.
Do you think the Dems will take the House in the midterms?
I don't know.
Because if they do, then don't you think the Dems will have to impeach Trump
They won't get a majority vote in the House to have him actually removed from the office.
In the Senate.
Right.
I know, but I think he'll still get impeached in the House.
It doesn't even matter at that point.
At what point of all the uncovering of all the Democratic scandals and bullshit they've been doing for the last 8 years, will you stop and go, hey, maybe we should just let him finish out his term and on our bullshit?
Here's
anymore.
The big thing that's happening. Loretta Lynch came out with an interview recently, too, about her thing with Clinton. And we all know that this shit's going to hit the fan, too. They're going to go through the first thing, which was the Russian collusion investigation. And then they're going to start going into the investigation of the collusion between the dossier of what happened when Clinton fucking sat down with her on the back of that fucking plane. Why Comey didn't actually investigate fucking and actually have he already declared the results
think,
of the investigation
some,
before he actually sat with Hillary.
You think there's something to all that?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of Republican nonsense.
Are you crazy?
Are you
telling me that when President Clinton, former President Clinton, happened to just meet with the Attorney General the day before his wife was supposed to be investigated for fucking fraudulent all kinds of shit, that was not some sort of interference, or they want to keep hitting Trump with
obstruction of justice?
You don't think that was a clear case of obstruction of justice?
They meet on the tarmac.
You got to wonder about it. If it was, then they should definitely.
It's all going to come out. That's what I'm thinking. The Dems are so cool, thinking they have everything covered, but they don't realize it as they're fucking digging into this other witch hunt, as they call it. That what's going to happen on the other end is, guess what? All that other it's almost like when a guy says, "I think my girl's cheating on her. I'm going to fucking find out." And while you're uncovering all that shit, you let all the shit out that you're cheating,
right?
And then you're the one who looks like a fucking idiot.
I say, hey, let's burn it all down. Let's get both of them.
I know.
Let's get rid of both parties. Let's have some new parties.
It'd be nice.
Would you agree, Ciro? Are you happy with the Republican Party?
I'm not a Republican, so
I don't know
what you're talking about.
So I'm saying, are you happy with the Republican Party?
I'm
are you happy with the Democratic Party?
I'm super fanatically happy about Trump being the president of the United States.
Okay.
And someone on this planet finally realizing every goal they've ever set out for themselves and achieving it one by one. Failing.
I don't think you ever actually intended to be president.
It doesn't matter. Well, he won the presidency of the United States.
That's like an off-track silly comment.
If that means anything in this world,
I think he bit off more than he could chew.
And by the way, it was funny to watch the markets and everything that happened with the tariff talks and everything.
How are they doing
today, by the way? It was back up today. It's all about, it's all about that. It's like people, I was on the treadmill and this lady next to me is watching the fucking View. And when I watch Whoopi Goldberg and fucking Joey Behar trying to say, hey, he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to these tariffs. Like, she fucking does.
She has no idea.
Like, what the fuck does Joey Behar know about global tariffs? What does Whoopi Goldberg know about, fucking political? Shut the fuck. Like, listen.
She does know
about
international
markets. She has a master's degree in economics.
She's the one that started braiding
the
on the beaches.
Enough of this shit. The only one that's qualified is McCain's daughter, because she's the only person that has any type of understanding of the whole concept. And she makes them look like fucking fools when they try to act smart about it. Mm-hmm. Any rate.
Hang them all, I say.
Fuck them bastards.
There you go.
Just saying.
I mean the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yes. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Not the other shit we were talking about. That's just open discussion.
It's just, random shit.
Yeah. Man charged with domestic violence for allegedly attacking woman with pizza. It's a big fucking waste of pizza.
You big sausage
skinny
pizza.
Skinny bitch, eat this.
You got a Domino's pizza in front of you, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut. What do you eat?
I would eat the Papa John's.
Yeah? You like the garlic butter dip?
I like that. I know it's very controversial. But
yeah.
I was a Domino's for a while.
I like Domino's thin crust. I'll get that shit all the time. Man charged with domestic violence for allegedly attacking a woman with pizza. A man in Ohio has been charged with domestic violence after he allegedly attacked a woman with pizza. Kenneth Evans, 24, was arrested just before midnight on Tuesday after police were called to a home just out southeast of Cleveland based on domestic violence. According to the police report, when officers arrived at the home, they observed tires in the street and could hear yelling from inside the residence. Tires in the street. Somebody throwing tires at each other?
I guess. Is that code for pizza?
I don't know what that means, yeah.
You fucked up my pizza, so I'm going to take your cars off your Yugo.
I'd like a large pepperoni with Michelin's.
Yes.
And with some, the Incredible Hulk here.
And some snow tires. As it says here, the blah, 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 the residents report say they could also see the alleged victim looking out from upstairs window. No one answered when the officers knocked on the door. "We're still here," they're yelling. One of the officers then attempted to open the door, but Evans allegedly slammed it shut. Police said he announced that the police officer, he pushed the door open. "I was trying to open it." Once inside, the officer saw Evans, who was obviously intoxicated. The report states, although he was screaming and belligerent, he immediately complied with the officers' commands, and that's what you got to do. You got to comply so you don't get shot.
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah. You know
immediately.
What I'm saying?
That's not like not after being asked 14 fucking times. Immediately. However, Evans was still screaming. According to the report, the alleged victim told the responding officers that the incident began inside the car as she was driving him home. And states, she said Evans was screaming at her and repeatedly pushed her head while she was driving. Much like in that dog. He pushed it down. You want a roadhead? At point, Evans hit the woman in the face with a pizza.
While he's driving.
He punched the dashboard repeatedly and kicked the door when exiting the car.
See, I was picturing it like from across the lawn, just like, you know, Frisbee style.
Right.
I was picturing the cops busting in the door and he's just shoving pizza on her going, "Motherfucking shit, eat it, bitch, eat it."
Slapping her across the face with a triangle pizza.
That's part of my joke. I say people think I'm Italian. Or I don't get mad when somebody says things. Like one guy, Buddha, thought I was racist because I asked if he was Mexican. Right. I'm like, people ask me if I'm Italian all the time. I don't hit him in the face with my fucking pizza.
There you go. This guy had a different answer.
Yeah, this guy wasn't. A marijuana grow house in their backyard was just the beginning of their problems. Didn't sound like a problem to me, unless you ran out of rolling paper.
What happened?
A lot of grow houses, right?
That's like, so he had marijuana on the pizza. That's what you got to order.
Detectives showed up with a warrant on Wednesday in a Miami home looking for a hydroponics marijuana grow lab. What they found landed a man and a woman in jail facing charges including cocaine and marijuana trafficking, child abuse, money laundering, according to the report. Mike Rodriguez, 29, and his partner, Christy Lopez, 22.
You don't hear a lot about cocaine grow houses.
Mm-mm.
Is that even...
That was just for fun, Tira. It was just...
Well, you got to do cocaine to sit there and have the patience to watch.
Staying up all night,
you got to do cocaine all night and day, and then you just sit there and watch the plant. Like, yeah, wow, it's growing. And then you just keep drinking and doing more coke.
And eating pizza.
Yeah. That's not... Chewing, I don't know. You eat pizza leaves with fucking coke? That's the one time I'm not hungry. inside, the police found a loaded handgun on the nightstand and a loaded shotgun behind a Marilyn Monroe poster.
That's where I keep mine.
Like, no one's going to go and watch. Yeah, the idea is that they're going to see the Marilyn Monroe poster, and they're going to be so excited, they're not going to look anywhere else. They're not going to look below it and see the gun.
See, the problem is they put it over that grill, and there was that grill where the smoke was blowing up from underneath, and it blew the poster up.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if anyone understands that
interactive
reference.
Posters.
But that wasn't all. Police also found a backpack with about 400 grams of marijuana.
That ain't shit.
No?
So this is the pizza house? This is the pizza couple?
No, it was a different couple.
Oh, I got it all mixed together.
Yeah.
I mixed the marijuana and the pizza together.
Yeah, you got to cut those slices in half.
Right.
But it wasn't all. Police found, and they also, a backpack with 267 grams of cocaine. Behind the fireplace, marijuana inside the Tupperware in a closet, and bundles of cash grouped in rubber bands, according to the report. Man, they had a lot of cash. Wow. They got a shitload of cash.
I think that's what gives them away. If people would stop using rubber bands, they would never be able to find your cash.
Yeah. All they got to do is go to the local Walgreens or fucking Office Depots and say, "You guys have a shortage of rubber bands?" "Yes, we do."
Right.
You can stake out the area.
Who's been buying rubber bands by the pallet?
This guy comes in. He buys a bunch of straws with scissors and rubber bands.
They got like decaled license plates. Snap. You're like, yeah. Oh, that's him. That's the leader of the banders.
They also had a 10-year-old son that happened to be just hanging around watching all this shit go down. So, yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Florida man ordered elderly woman into his car at gunpoint, but she had another idea.
Florida man.
Yep. You, what do you think happened, Cyril? You think he bangs the old lady? Do you think she kicks his ass or
pretty sure he attempts to murder her for Social Security.
Yeah.
My guess would be she pulls a 9 out of her handbag.
That's not a bad guess. Florida man ordered an elderly woman into his car at gunpoint, but she had another idea. She blew him instead.
Come here, Sonny.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is what I had in mind, but it's not bad. Quick thinking senior citizen avoided a kidnapping attempt in Clearwater.
Oh, hotel, my hometown.
Hotel parking lot on Wednesday. Clearwater police say Douglas Clark Hoover walked up to a 76-year-old woman as she was about to get into a car and ordered her to go with him. Get in the car. I have a gun. The police said, he commanded. She didn't budge because she was deaf as a fucking bat.
What?
She was deaf and blind. She didn't What's see the saying? Gun. She didn't hear shit.
I said, get in the fucking car. Huh?
Would you like some hard candy?
Do you like a butterscotch? I don't fucking eat butterscotch. Get in the fucking car. Get in the car, I have a gun, Hoover, 37, repeated as he moved closer to the elderly woman. That's when she screamed and fell to the ground.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh. Like playing
possum. Yeah.
Just hit the fucking ground. Ah!
She broke her hip.
That's like me when I was playing soccer when I was in the goal. The coach was nice. He says, you were diving around. I go, I don't know if it was diving or more like falling. After the woman hit the ground, Hoover ran off with a witness at his tail. He eluded capture until police brought a canine unit out.
That was it? She just fell over?
She played dead.
Listen,
she fucking hit the
guy
ground.
He's going to get away. He has a tail.
What's he going to do? Pick her up now?
What a terrible criminal, too, because he tried to do it, and then like all she had to do was fall on the ground.
Yeah.
And then there's already someone chasing him. Like,
I
what?
I wasn't planning for that.
Right.
It's kind of like when somebody, it's like when you watch a comic do crowd work. Where are you from? Oh, what do you do? Oh, really? So, you married?
So, back to my shitty jokes now.
Five questions in, you're like, this is really good.
I know. I've seen some comics do some really awkward crowd work before. Oh.
Hoover has more than 10 previous arrests and drug possessions and theft charges dating back to 2006. He's being held at the Pinellas County Jail and sharing a bunk with Bubba. That's not too far from where I'm at.
No, that's Clearwater. Right? That's where I grew up.
Yeah, you go
Clearwater
High.
Clearwater High. Yeah.
Explains it all.
Mm-hmm. You know?
A jail job applicant not hired, arrested instead. Can you imagine going to the. You go to the you,
I'm going to get a job at the jail. Yeah, I'm going to go get a job at the jail.
Now, Dougie, why does he have to be white? Why did you make him white?
Well, I think it's a black woman.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Manchester, New Hampshire. A woman applying for a job at
a white voice.
New Hampshire County Jail has been arrested because it turns out. She was wanted on a charge in Maine. Police say Christina Hoves of Manchester applied for the job on February at the Hillsborough County Department of Corrections, but workers soon realized she was being sought on a theft-related offense in Maine.
She was trying to play it cool.
Hey, come on in. We think we have a position for you.
Right.
They'll never catch
you're,
me here.
Yeah.
You're actually in the kitchen, so, right.
Yeah. Police say
prison laundry.
Hoffs was taken into custody and taken to police headquarters. She was scheduled for arraignment and unfortunately will not be participating in the company's 401k. Hey, speaking of companies, we've lost some companies recently.
Have we?
Right? Oh, no. I remember back in the day, there used to be a Jefferson's. Remember Jefferson's department store?
George Jefferson, yeah.
Jefferson, no, there was a different one.
Oh, okay.
It was McCrory's. McCrory's.
McCrory's is
They're
gone.
Gone.
I remember that when
right?
I was a kid.
McGregor's.
What was it? Eckerd Drugs?
Eckerd Drugs.
Yes. Remember Eckerd Drugs is gone.
Sure. Classic.
Right?
Eckerd Drugs.
That was gone. What
kind
else?
Of Sears is kind of gone.
Well, that's a recent one. Yeah, Sears is gone.
Burdines.
Burdines was gone.
Jordan Marsh.
All these retail chains all gone. Companies we've said goodbye to or soon will be will never be forgotten.
Toys R Us, I guess.
Sears, like you said. Sears was a disaster. It was just an absolutely unmitigated disaster. You know, I remember we used to get, when I was a kid, I used to get my Christmas toys from the Sears. My mom used to give me the Sears catalog.
That was the thing, the catalog.
What do you want? Pick it and order it.
Because they didn't used to even have stores, I think.
Right.
They just had the catalog originally.
Well, no, they had stores.
They had stores?
But you would, like, the thing that sucked, you know, it would fucking suck. You go to the catalog, you'd order it, they'd fuck it up. Then you'd have to go back to the store.
Right.
And, you know, and get a regular, oh, we don't have it here in the store.
It's like,
well, I don't have the Evel Knievel fucking stunt cycle set. All I have is this. You know, this fucking Play-Doh set. Yeah,
it was like Amazon 1.0.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No more Radio Shack.
Yeah,
they're gone.
Right.
How the hell did they lose?
I need connectors.
Don't they have the three connector thing?
Yeah.
That's all you would do. I remember Radio Shack. The only thing you would go there for was fucking batteries or something. When you were your TV, you had to get the adapter at the time to fucking fit your computer.
And they would take your address, which was weird.
Yeah.
And
please give us your address.
Really shitty remote control cars. The ones with
the ones that just turned right and went backwards.
And Tandy computers. Yeah.
Do you remember
Tandy.
That? Tandy.
Yeah. ColecoVision.
Tandy computers.
Yeah, you're like, well, this is a 9-volt battery. And they're like, well, we're going to need your address.
I don't think that system worked very well for them because they didn't have customers. Like, we want your address so we can make sure we can find you when you never come back.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm never coming here again.
Yeah, I think Nick Cannon was going to try to help survive these guys, and he became militant. I always feel bad for the guy that worked at Radio Shack. You know what I mean? Because where do you go from there? Like, where did you work before? Are you trying to get a job at Best Buy?
Yeah.
You know, he comes, oh, I worked at Radio Shack. You're like, oh, you're Radio Shack.
Sorry,
guy.
We're only hiring former waiters.
Yeah. Sorry.
He goes to work for Kodak.
Yeah, we'd rather hire former ice cream salespeople than somebody at fucking Radio Shack.
That's bad. You know that company's in trouble, right? Because, like, it's has the word radio in it. Like,
right.
The only thing worse would be it was, like, Phonograph Shack.
Right, exactly. You know? Yeah, VCR Shack.
Yeah.
You know, it's true.
8-track.
No one listens to fucking radio. And that, you're right. They had shitty remote control cars. They had crappy TVs. Right, you remember you'd like you got what am I gonna buy? And it was always like, you
but they
look,
did have that 7-inch TV that you would go camping with. That was the only store that
the
had
one that works in a hurricane. Right, you'd get that one thing that you would never ever have to buy again.
Yeah,
right. It's not like you have repeat shopping.
Great business. Idea there.
With the best products we sell are lifelong lasting.
Yeah,
and have the uses of a pogo stick and a fat farm.
Right. Well. Hey, when you have a son, we'll see him.
Yeah.
Right. Send him in.
Your kid will have to bring it back.
Yeah.
And fix it. Oh God Almighty! What else did they have here? Toys R Us, of course.
Right.
There's a big REIT, real estate investment trust, that's looking to buy their properties now. Forever 21.
What? That ended?
Don't even really release seasonal collections anymore, Stevens. Yeah. They're on their way out, in other words.
Oh, okay.
They're looking, not looking too good. So.
Yeah, people are going for 18, 17.
I was
going
to say, company's a little too mature these days, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This is a funny story because nothing better than watching like it's no better than watching two extremes, like somebody's incredibly happy and incredibly sad. It's like in the movies, right? Drama and entertainment, you know, the two faces of Hollywood. Comedy and tragedy. It's good to see that, you know. I remember when this girl I fell in love with when I went to college, her name was Gina. She was from New York. And she tripped walking out of the library of the college, and she fell on her ass, and she had these big big Katy Perry titties.
Okay,
and she fell, and they kind of flopped up all over the place. She dropped her books, and instead, I felt, oh my God, this is the girl I'm banging, and you know, and she got up and started laughing, like she didn't get, like I was like, oh my God, that's so cool, like,
right?
You just got embarrassed, like me. You're
hoping she'd be crying.
No, I was going to run over there and, oh, honey. No, but I mean, it was like she got, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I went over and chased another girl. But but you know what I mean? But
great personality, Gina.
And I learned that because when that ball went through my legs at the alumni soccer game, well, I could have cried. I just laughed. And that was a lesson I learned from my old friend Gina. But award winner drops dead after dancing from the audience onto stage to collect his prize.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, this is like one of these company awards meetings. And our top salesperson of the Bangladesh Bill, you know. And,
right.
And he comes up dancing. Oh, I beat all you assholes, you know. And he's dancing and he's jipping. He's like on The Price is Right when you get the people come down and they, you know, come on down.
Yeah.
You know?
The next contestant on The Price is Right.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, exactly. Now, would you be cool if that happened or would you be jumping up? And how would you? It would be interesting if you're sitting there one day watching Price is Right and all of a sudden, and our next contestant is Ciro Dobrik.
You guys would lose it. Well, I almost die every time I have a long bar that I got to run around in case I'm doing like crowd work like that.
Right.
It's one night. Hmm. Well, it was bad. I got halfway around the bar. I said, I am not going to make it back to this stage. And good night. I just left the microphone there.
This is the moment of charismatic award winning winner danced out of the audience onto stage to collect his prize before dropping dead seconds later. Vishnu Pandey had a heart attack on stage as he was collecting an award at a bash for travel agents. It says here that the 53-year-old was filmed wiggling and jiggling to the Bollywood music tune as he made his way up on stage as he was cheered by the audience. Wearing a gray shirt and trousers, he continues to dance around the stage at the event at the Marriott Hotel in Agra, a city made famous for being the home of Taj Mahal in India.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
when are people going to learn?
So let's see. Who is the second highest salesman? come on up here.
Everybody gets up, bumped up one.
Bollywood kills.
That's there's an asterisk next to his name. But within a matter of seconds, the businessman from Mumbai loses his balance and collapses on the stage, leaving everyone stunned and the second place winner feeling quite achieved. Right. Audience members quickly rushed to his aid, and he was taken to the hospital, but he was later declared dead.
My God.
Police Inspector Shanga Shalandra Sang said that Mr. Pandey had died from a cardiac arrest and being a complete idiot on stage. One of the organizers who wished not to be named said everyone present during the function was left shell-shocked that was lost such a charismatic and entertainment person. Yeah, he sounds like he fucking went overboard. What was that, a couple years ago, some open micer in Seattle killed himself on stage?
I believe.
Remember
that's
that?
True.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Bud Dwyer, huh?
Something like that.
My God.
Hmm. Right? I mean, you know.
You guys know that story, that Bud Dwyer story? The guy,
nope.
The guy who's a local newscaster, and he pulled out a pistol and shot himself during the local news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it happened in the studio, right?
Oh, it was incredibly famous. Yeah, it happened in like maybe the 80s, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I recognized the name. Can you imagine? I mean, there was a one guy, there was somebody in Parliament, too. Somebody just went up and got caught embezzling money. Went up there or was somebody in some sort of in Minnesota. Somebody was like part of the PTA or something like that. Ended up walking up.
I just applaud all these people for not doing mass shootings. You know, that's what you should do. If you feel like doing a mass shooting, just public suicide. Much better.
Right.
You know.
You want to make a point.
Yeah.
Have a big tip. You know, get a T-shirt. You know, go to like what's that T-shirt company.
Donkey tees.
That one everybody got, ink T-shirts, whatever. Just go on there. Get like you can probably get a couple hundred, you know, hand them out. Try to sell them first.
Right.
And then I'm going to donate all this money to my funeral. And say, look, I'm pissed at my ex-girlfriend, my boss, and people make fun of me, and I'm not good enough, and, you know, my parents touched me wrong, and I'm going to shoot myself.
There you go. I was the third highest salesperson.
That's right.
Didn't even get it on stage that day.
I wouldn't handle it that fucking loon. I would have composed myself, accepted my award like a true professional.
There you go.
All right, let's talk about this story.
Yeah, not suicide.
You like nipples, right, guys? You like nipples?
Hey, sure.
Is there anything sexier than seeing a woman's nipple protrude?
That's the whole.
You guys like
game.
The big nipples? I like the big ones.
What do you
sometimes.
Mean? Like, what do you mean? The areola
big
part?
Saucer size areola.
You're talking about the areola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys like that?
I like it.
It's kind of hot.
The really thick nipples.
The long nipples. Those are kind of fun.
I like the.
Those
sometimes,
are always a
sometimes the chicks with the areolas that kind of blend into their titty. You don't know where the areola starts.
You like
starts.
That?
Well, I don't know. I mean, part of me makes you know. I like there to be some sort of border.
I like there to be a border.
You know? Yeah.
You guys like borders. I know
like,
you guys
like,
are Trump voters.
I'd like to see some differentiation. You know.
I say open the borders.
I don't want to see any blending.
Just cut the grass.
Yeah. I want to see a nice, and I don't want. I like to see a nice, you know, eraser.
I like
you know,
that too.
I like that
That's
nice
hot.
that knob on there but, that you can.
All shapes you know? And sizes, though.
But you know, I really like seeing them through a shirt sometimes.
That's pretty hot, actually.
It's something about that.
Almost hotter than nude.
Clothed girls at a strip club that you're with or whatever hanging out are hotter than the strippers.
Listen, I'm not talking about old buddies.
Yeah,
I found out my
old
buddy Rick. that I used to always hang out at strip clubs with. It was Swedish from soccer. I knew I didn't see him because he got arrested for many years. But I remember one time we're at Cheetah 3, and naked girls, three of them, were sitting there in front of us dancing. And one of the waitresses walks by, and she bends over, and you can see her thong coming out of the back of her dress. And we're sitting there staring at her.
Right.
We're like, we're looking at the thong. Meanwhile, we got three hot chicks in front of us, naked. But we're looking at the girl. She bends over. We can see her thong from her. I mean, come on.
There you go, man. The fur is always greener.
The school tells Bradenton girl to cover up her nipples. And Manatee, a Bradenton student, said she was asked to cover her nipples with bandages. Is that like a little titty joke? This right. week, after they became a distraction for the other students at the Braden River High School. Lizzie Martinez, 17, now I feel like a pervert, decided not to wear a bra, her gray long-sleeve shirt, on Monday, and school officials felt she became a target of her classmates' stares.
Oh, come on, school officials. Let them stare.
What the fuck?
Jeez.
No one stares at my nipples.
Yeah.
Do you know how long people have been waiting for Lizzie Martinez to wear no bra?
Right?
Yeah.
Since she does the seventh grade.
She does it every once in a while. She gets in that mood.
I let the kids have their fun. Yeah. Come on, Vice Principal Martinez, Collins.
But Martinez says she says the humiliation began when the school dean, Violeta Velasquez, who's got small tits, by the way, called her into the office.
Of course it was a woman, by the way.
Martinez felt like, you couldn't have the guy coming, oh, come in, I want you to sit there and hold on, let me turn the air down a little bit.
No, but it has to be a woman because, there you go.
Let me turn the air down to 60.
So tell me, how are your grades?
Right.
Let's start at the beginning. She decided not to wear the bra under her gray blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm sorry, Rita.
Because only a woman would notice that, though. That's the thing, right? The woman notices other
they get jealous.
Guys staring.
Yeah, they don't like that attention. They get mad.
I think so, yeah.
She was being bullied by her fellow students, but Velasquez said there was a distraction that needed to be addressed. She told me that I needed to put a shirt on under my long-sleeve shirt to try to tighten my breasts.
I'm getting excited.
I'd
like to.
I wish I could have been in a room when she said that.
How about if I stick my penis between them?
Guys, she's 17. Okay, everyone calm down.
Right.
Being in the room does not make you a
person. Anybody got a DeLorean? to constrict them, Martinez told the Bradenton Herald News, and then she asked me to remove. Then she asked me to move around. Apparently, the second shirt was not enough. Martinez said, "Boy, these are big nipples, this chick's."
Right.
Because she was then sent to the nurse's office. The nurse handed Martinez four bandages.
Wow.
Two to cover each nipple, leaving her in tears. On Thursday afternoon, the school district acknowledged that Braden River officials could have handled the situation better.
Yeah, no shit.
But the district said they were only trying to enforce the district's dress code and stop giving all the underclassmen boners.
Right.
Did anybody check the thermostat temperature? Maybe that was the whole problem.
Yeah. By the way, the school did have an ice cream day. This matter was brought to the attention of the superintendent, blah, blah, blah. Teitelbaum went on to say Martinez violated the dress code by dressing in a way that distracted other students and that school officials were only trying to help fix the violation.
More meddling government bureaucracy, guys? That's what I say.
Were they flesh-colored Band-Aids? Maybe that was her stigma.
Yeah, they weren't extra Band-Aids. They were there was pasties. They're like the fake nipples to make your nipples look bigger. Oh, come on. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when I went to school, we had that, like, you couldn't wear, like, they didn't want girls to wear, stuff. Like, you got to wear a bra, especially if you get, she's got some big tetas, too.
Well, I went to Florida here. It's hot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, girls wear skimpy clothes and just deal with it.
Yeah, it's like if you wear yoga pants with a big old schlong and no underwear.
Right.
You know, you're walking through the hallway and people see it, you know, like. It's gonna cause some attention.
I'm gonna say it's a little different though.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, you're not really walking around halls with girls when you got yoga pants on.
Even if you are they going out of the way to look at your schlong? I mean, maybe there's 1 in 10 girls that does that.
You think?
But most girls.
I know a lot of girls look at the package, man.
They'll check it out.
They look at the package.
But dude, guys will stare. They will stare.
Well, they're at eye level. It's one thing to look down. It's hard to look down and not get caught.
That's true.
But you know, like you can't sit there and stare at a camel toe, unless the girl's on it, using the equipment in the gym.
She's on
and
the
she
swing
can't
set.
See you.
Okay.
You know,
she's on the monkey bars.
Yeah. And it's recess.
Yeah, one of those little foot mirrors.
Ooh. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Well, I need a shower after that perverted segment, Dougie.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
I had to find something to end with. I want to thank Cyril Dobrik for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man. This is great.
You got it. And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Good to be here as always, Dougie.
By the way, guys, this Wednesday night I'm going to be at the Improv in Palm Beach.
Nice.
It's a charity event. I think Priester is hosting. I'm the feature, and Mike Panzeca is the headliner. On Saturday, our first show at the PGA Arts Center in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Dan Long is the opening act. There's our host. Perry Sack is my feature, and I am the headliner at the PGA Arts Center.
Nice.
Contact there for tickets. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Cyril?
You can always check me out at Ciro Comic. Don't forget Cinco de Mayo fun, the Cinco de Mayo Smackdown at the 19th hole. Start at 8 o'clock. Contest.
There you go.
Prize winner.
Ethan?
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Ethan Is Not Funny. Also, check out my anarchist political podcast, Mean and Sober, on iTunes. Mean and Sober.
There you go, guys. Thanks for listening. And tomorrow in the studio, Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be joining me. Probably get started around 5 o'clock, so go to your Facebook Live page or my page and check it out. And also, guys, keep in mind, we do want you to go to the fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because we're going to be broadcasting from there. And I'm also going to be looking at doing it from YouTube, from our YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure.
And that way we get the subscriptions up and we can make it a little bit more. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back here tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside.